Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Stay with us. The communities of Barrie and Springvale in St. Catherine now have electricity following the commissioning of light for the area by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller last week. This project was carried out by the Rural Electrification Program at a cost of $14 million, with 45 houses being wired. The Prime Minister told residents at a ceremony that she pushed for the completion of the work started by the previous administration because persons from all rural communities need to have electricity.
We have 97% coverage of rural electrification. I have indicated to the minister, I do not want 97%. I want 100% coverage of electricity in rural Jamaica. The rural folks must be able to share in the same things of life that those of us who have electricity do have.
She emphasized that she's determined to increase the coverage of electricity across the island, as this will help children in their studies and also aid in business operations.
I know what it is for children to be doing schoolwork with a lamp. And I do not want the children of today to have to experience what we, the older ones, experienced in our time. And so I'm very happy that the children of Barrie will no longer have to be using a lamp. And our children of Jamaica deserve better.
A total of 182 information technology resource and skills training centers have been established across the country as the government continues to provide Jamaicans with access to IT. Prime Minister Simpson Miller says an additional 49 such facilities are being built and nearly 150 applications for similar centres are awaiting approval. She adds that the government is increasing internet and broadband access throughout Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson Miller, who was addressing the opening of the Caribbean Palm Estate IT Centre in her Southwest St. Andrew constituency last Wednesday, urged Jamaicans, particularly young people, to take advantage of these facilities and services. She says the technology revolution provides numerous opportunities for employment and wealth creation, stressing the need for young people to equip themselves with IT skills in order to grasp the many opportunities that are available.
It can transform your lives and move people out of economic difficulties towards economic well-being. If you know how to use a computer, you are better able to get a job and to do well in the job. Or you can use it to create your own job.
The Prime Minister told her constituents that they can earn money and create business opportunities in the community.
For example, you can assist persons to write letters and prepare documents for a small fee. You can also learn skills like software development, programming, and animation. You can learn graphic design and all sort of other design skills and work on computers, becoming a part of the creative economy.
And Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner has hailed Jamaican journalist and communications practitioner Claire Forrester as a giant of Caribbean journalism and a lost treasure. Ms. Forrester died in Florida last Monday after ailing for some time. Minister Faulkner said Ms. Forrester was a sterling example of journalistic excellence, fairness and rigor. The information minister adds that Ms. Forrester was also a committed regionalist whose skills were made available to the wider Caribbean region, having worked for 20 years as media and communications advisor to the Pan-American Health Organization. Ms. Forrester was a founding member and general secretary of the Association of the Caribbean Media Workers, which in 2002 gave her its Distinguished Service Award. Locally, Ms. Forrester served for a number of years as secretary of the Press Association of Jamaica and received its Distinguished Service Award in 2000 and was inducted in the association's Hall of Fame in 2012. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.